Hello and welcome to YHTV's Flowing into Awareness with visionary and master intuitive Anatara. This is episode 10. I'm Christina Souza Ma, your host of this program. Today's show is Stepping Out of Time. Hello, Anatara.
Oh, good afternoon, Christina.
Let's do a little step.
Yes, let's. I have found myself asking people lately, do you think that time is real? Do you think that time exists? And the responses that I'm receiving have given me all kinds of insight into how we perceive time and how we create the use of time in our lives. And I've really noticed more so than used to be drawn to my attention. I have really noticed that it's the way we think about time and what time means in our lives that truly dictates whether time exists or not. You know, there's no question but that we all use time. And we schedule things according to time, and we watch TV shows at a certain time, and we have an appointment to speak to each other at certain times. And certain uses of time are very, very practical and very helpful. They make communication easier around the world. These uses of time help us to create a reference point or a line of logic, you know, something that makes sense to us in our lives. And I've also noticed that, to me, in my experiences of living, that time is becoming very fluid and very flexible. So that if I'm doing an activity where it seems to me that time is slowing or time is standing still. For instance, I could be in a very lovely meditation, and part of me is perceiving the time spent meditating as being hours long because it was so vast and expansive and brilliant and blissful. And another part of me is thinking, oh, that took about half an hour or 45 minutes. So we have different ways to reference time. And the ways in which we approach that concept of how we must lay out our lives and schedule our lives according to time, the way we work with that and the way we feel about that have a lot to do with our lightness of being and in many ways with our creativity. If you know someone who works all the time by a very rigid and specific time schedule, you'll see that no matter what they're doing, and I know I do this too, you'll see that whatever they're doing stops when the time for that activity is complete. You know, they may be really in the flow of something, but because they're working with their lives through time, they decide they have to stop and move on to whatever the next thing to be done in the next time slot is. So, and we learn to do this. We learn to do this in work. We learn to do this in school. We learn to do it in generally in life to legitimize our existence through how we schedule things in time. And what would it be really if, what would happen to us if time were more fluid? If we could allow ourselves to continue with something, even though the time scheduled for it is complete. If we could just go out in the morning to do whatever it was we thought we might accomplish, you know, in this day, without having to regulate how it's done by time. Mm-hmm. So that's one way in which we as humans and the way in which the world functions with time. And at the same time, I know that for myself and for a lot of other people, that especially when I'm in an expansive and meditative state, I see that my past and my what I believe will be my future are together with me in whatever the moment in time is that I'm physically in. And when I stop referencing the things in the past as being something that used to be and bring it with me into the now, I feel a completeness in this moment that gives me great freedom from feeling that I'm on some continuous line that is rolling sort of unstoppably into what I believe is going to be my future. So what this really means to us practically is that it's helpful to look at and recognize how you perceive time. And it's helpful to know that there are times when it is appropriate to be on a schedule, and that there are just as many times when it's equally as important not to be on that schedule. So to start to look at your lives and to start to look at the way you play with your day and play with your friends and play with your meetings and play with your waking times and your bedtimes, that you imagine what it might be like if you approached it a little differently. And you take as many sort of breaks out of time as you possibly can. And what I mean by that is that you sit down or you stand out in the sunshine and you take a really slow and really deep breath in and out, and you feel what is available to you in that moment. And you feel that no matter what you thought you were doing in the past, no matter what you think you may be coming to step into in the next moment or in your future, that right now in that moment, you are out of time. You have stepped out of time. You've stepped out of the cascade of time. And then your life finds a way to flow around you. And you find a way to flow with it that is not as rigorously, rigidly laid out in a step-by-step-by-step process. So when you think of freedom through this, you realize that freedom is one moment. Freedom is many moments together. And freedom can actually be your whole concept of your past, your present, and your future. That they really are all available right here and right now. And that actually not one is any more important than the other. You are a being of human form, living in an expansive and delicious world of all possibility. And to have all of that possibility for creation, for experience, for love, for life, it's easier and there's greater harmony to it when you aren't rigidly applying a concept of linear time to it. And I think that if we start to witness how we work with time and work with our lives, we'll see how many blissfully clear moments there are through which we can literally step out of time, step out of the definition of time as we have traditionally applied it and employed it. How does time work for you, Christina?
It works, especially during the weekdays when there are many people who are awaiting my my word, so to say. It's been interesting. It's very easy to set a schedule. It's very easy to follow a schedule. It's very easy. I live by 15-minute to 20-minute increments in my day. 15-minute, half-hour increments. From the first alarm in the morning all the way through to part of the morning where I have, you know, where I serve breakfast or whatever might be to the students, and then I leave. Now, the interesting part, though it seems rigid in, as I speak of it, and, you know, my alarm goes off every 15 minutes, bing, 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 you know, I mean, to some people it's like really irritating after a while. But for me, it's a reminder to say, okay, it's approximately this time. Mm-hmm. Okay, I shut off my alarm and I may just still go about doing what I'm doing if I've not completed. Or if I'm in the middle of something and something else needs my attention, and I need to call upon a meeting at that moment, I do. And if that moment takes half an hour, until I sense it's done. And my alarm can keep going off. It's just basically, it's almost like a little bird on my shoulder kind of going, you know, 9:30, 9:30.
So the question with that is, you know, it seems to me like it's a system that functions, that you function well with in terms of how to communicate and how to create times of communication and times of fulfillment for the things that you want to do and the things that other people want to do and require, you know, your input to do. So the question is, do you feel trapped in that, or are you at ease with it? Because if you're at ease with it, then it's not a burden. It's not an imposition that's keeping you from being your most harmonious and best self. Mm.
Yes, I do not feel trapped in it. What I feel trapped in is, even if someone presents to me, like, for example, if we're visiting or staying with someone and they have, you know, 8 o'clock is breakfast, 12 noon is lunch, 5 p.m. is dinner.
Yeah,
that traps me. Mm-hmm. That I feel trapped even being amongst that. Mm-hmm. It's like, pardon me, well, we're not quite done. You know, it's like, can we play a little longer? Or why is this so rigid? Uh-huh. You know, where, you know, some days, for example, we're in unorthodox parenting. We eat usually at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Well, some days we eat at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. We're hungry? Sure, let's eat. You know, oh, we're not hungry yet. Well, let's continue to do this.
So there's a flexibility and a sort of harmonizing of movement within how you look at time and work with time.
I do believe so. I mean, I think for individuals looking in with this alarm that keeps beeping, you know, they're a little curious and they go, oh my gosh, she's like very linear. And yet for the people who've spent time with us, they realize, oh wow, there's no boundaries here. It's like one more, oh wow, dinner at 10 o'clock? It's like, oh yeah, we're still busy, you know? So it is, I do believe even there is still a certain amount of structure, but yet there is at times no real structure.
Yeah, and I think that structure and time are different, but very frequently confused with one another. Mm-hmm. And this discussion is really about whether one's concept of time and use of time, linear time and schedules of time, whether that is keeping, you know, us from a flow that is creative, whether that is keeping us from the flow of harmony and sort of greater creative potential. So it seems to me that you have come to an understanding of how to work with that in your life.
Mm. Yes, I do believe so. There are the times that I have to become very linear and follow time with its rigidness, simply because we have to get a job done. I mean, that's the way of the world. And if the team or people we're working with is as such as clients, we can impose what our flexibility onto them. They have their schedules as well.
Yeah, for sure. And imagine how difficult it would be for us to try to do a recording like this if we didn't use time.
Oh yes. Absolutely.
It's not a bad thing. Yeah. It's valuable. It helps us, but it can be a hindrance if we rely too much on it all the time.
Yes, moderation.
and knowing that you can step out of it just by the way you feel it.
Yes.
And that you don't always have to feel like it's in control. It is not in control. You work with it as you choose to.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Anatara. It's very, you know, you've made that very clear for us to understand between, you know, having the scheduling and using time and how we decide to use it or to play with it, really.
Mm-hmm. And next time, I want to talk about what I call time traveling.
Oh, fun!
And how we can work that into our own perceptions of time. So stay tuned.
Oh, yes, yes, that's going to be a fun one. Maybe we should have a roundtable panel on that one. That will be a show in itself, I think.
I think so.
Wonderful. Well, you can give us the teaser on that, and then we'll just have to blow it up into one big show with other perfect. Wonderful speakers at the same time. Thank you so much, Anantara. That was fun stepping out of time. We would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us in this new platform of education and information. We're grateful for your continuous support and look forward to hearing your feedback on how we can serve you better. We invite you to join us live every Tuesdays for Magical Medical Tour at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. Wednesdays for Trinity of Life at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, followed every other week with this show, Flowing into Awareness with Anantara. You can also contact Anantara through her myyogahub.com/Anantara or follow her on Twitter at Anantara and of course through her own site anantara.ca. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, namaste.